From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Jason Kidd could be named today as the next coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, but a compensation deal would reportedly have to be worked out with the Brooklyn Nets, where Kidd has 3 years left on a four-year head coaching contract. The Bucks appear to be willing to give Brooklyn a second-round draft choice next year. The Nets reportedly wanted a first-rounder. The Bucks have said no to that. Meanwhile, Milwaukee was welcoming Jabari Parker, their new number one pick, to town on Friday. General Manager John Hammond called it a great fit.
It's a great feeling to be sitting here and knowing that we have a player and a person like Jabari Parker. I can tell you guys he's a really, really special person, as well as a special player.
Parker says he's familiar with the Bucks.
I watch the Bucks pretty well. I've been knowing the organization because I come from Chicago. I think that it's going to be a great fit for me, especially being with the young guys. So I'm very optimistic.
The Brewers ended their season series with Colorado at 6-1 after a 10-4 loss yesterday at Miller Park. The Brewers committed a couple of errors in the fifth inning, which blew the game open. Ryan Braun had a homer and Chris Davis a couple of RBIs in the game. The Brewers still have the National League's best record at 51-33, 6.5 games up on St. Louis and Cincinnati. The Brewers are off today. They'll open an interleague series at Toronto tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Woodchucks got hammered by Wisconsin Rapids 12-6 last night. They've got a day-night doubleheader with Green Bay today, the day game in Green Bay, and tonight's game in Wausau. You can hear both games on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. At the World Cup, the Netherlands advanced, knocking out Mexico, and Costa Rica still alive after a win over Greece. Today, France plays Nigeria. Germany goes up against Algeria. That's sports. I'm Tom King.